Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Clint Sterner, Matt Khalil. Thursday against Green Bay. Didn't do so well in Sunday's practice. Wasn't out there today. Is it time to hit the panic button with 75?
No, I mean, I don't think the panic button needs to be hit. I mean, I think 75 at left tackle, 71 at left guard, being Titus Howard. I think those two guys, again, are a big-time upgrade to what the Texans fans watched last year on that side of the ball. Okay? I mean, that's just truth of the matter. No gray area. They're better right now. I'm comfortable saying that. But after live action versus Green Bay, I'm going to take your word for it. I was toes up in the river. I didn't see practice yesterday. I'll take your word for it that it was a struggle again.
Pardon me, it helps when you turn the mic on. And John McClain's observation on
right,
it as well.
Right. So,
and Seth Payne, they all kind of came away with the same song and dance.
Right. So with all that said, I believe you just turn up the sense of urgency relative to flipping stones for Trent Williams. I mean, whoever becomes available, I know again that there were whispers of Clowney being moved, and if Clowney were moved, it would be the Dolphins in return that the Texans would get Laramie Tunsil, which an Ole Miss product that was under some serious scrutiny when he got drafted with the look like a fighter pilot gas mask type
gas
thing
mask.
On.
What was in that gas mask, Clint?
I'm not real sure.
Allegedly, what was in
I'm
that?
I'm not real sure.
It was a smoky
was
substance.
Yeah. You know, I mean, every now and then guys partake in those types of extracurricular activities. However,
Antonio Callaway, let's bring him into the conversation.
I don't know if the panic button needs to be hit, but the sense of urgency definitely needs to be turned up a little bit relative to finding some other answers if they're available. And the concern for me, and it sounds like you and Seth and John McClain, it sounds like everybody from a concern standpoint, the needle moved a little bit after the Green Bay joint practice and this weekend's work.
But the thing is, in terms of Matt Khalil at Sunday's practice, just by and large was not effective enough. And, you know, you think Saturday, Clint, correct me if I'm wrong, they weren't in pads. I'm 99% sure they were not in pads
matter.
On Saturday. Sunday they were in pads, and today they were not in pads again, right?
Correct.
And it was a rest day for Matt Khalil. But, you know, coming off that performance against Green Bay, you know, it should be gasoline, and it should be like an upgrade. It should not be more of same.
Yeah, for me, a concern for me, tomorrow's an off day for the players. Why is there an off day today?
Very good.
I mean, if it's Hopkins, hey, that's a different boat now.
Now, Fuller was off yesterday just to rest. Hop had a day off of rest here today. No injuries.
But you're talking about a different level dude right there. You know what I mean? Like, I understand that Khalil is very, very important to this football team, but his improvement – and his development and his return to the level of play that he once were, as at least as close to as he can get, is more important than rest. And so for me, I'm concerned about the left tackle position. Khalil is a clear upgrade from last year. There's zero doubt about it, but there is still major concern at that position.
There is. Now, I'm with you on the Trent Williams thing, and I've been listening to you, Clint, and you've been banging the drum harder on the Trent Williams thing. And I got to give you credit. You were doing that even amidst a lot of optimism about Matt Khalil. He's looking good. He's holding down the job. Now, here's the thing, though. That was the first week or two of training camp. This is practicing against Texans, a lot of times not even in pads. Yeah. And you get into a game, and you see Matt Khalil, for lack of a better phrase, exposed. And just not being overall effective. So, look, in theory, you think 75, 71, you know, we get Nick Martin in there. You got 73, Zach Fulton at right guard. And you got Chantrell Henderson, 76, at right tackle. All right, we're ready to go. And then you get into a game and guys get punched in the mouth. And now you're kind of thinking about it differently. So I'm kind of swinging more around, not to the first round pick for Trent Williams, but to the, maybe like the trade talks they had with Cleveland for Duke Johnson. Maybe they need to start a dialogue with Washington about Trent Williams.
I would be surprised if there hasn't been a dialogue. Now, it may have been very short lived, and for whatever reason, it died on the vine and they've moved on, or it may be heating up as we speak. I don't know. I would be very surprised if there was no conversation had about Trent Williams and the possibility of him moving. Now, again, when I talk about Matt Khalil, guys, there's still a concern there. You still have a franchise rookie quarterback on a rookie contract, and those are all that who has been exposed last year from a health standpoint. Those are all reasons to even overspend. I love when I talk to people about the left tackle situation, Trent Williams, and whoever becomes available, and they go, would you give such and such for him? Like, this is just an everyday year. Like, this isn't a typical situation. So whatever the last 40 years have consisted of for you, right? I mean, the last 10 years for you, Tricky, the last 17 years for you, whatever those years consisted of, this is the first time the Texans have been under this situation. This is the first time that you've had legitimately one of the top 10 quarterbacks in the league on a rookie contract that's won a national title, that's got the ability to take over an entire locker room. And now is the time to be aggressive. And if you have to overspend, if you have to take a risk on a guy that maybe has missed several games, maybe he's been injury prone, maybe he's had some attitude. If you're ever going to reach, whether it's financial or emotionally and from a character standpoint, now's the time to reach. I don't know any other way to put that, Rick, than I've been beating that drum since day one.
You have. Now's the only thing I've struggled with. The only thing I've struggled with is the first round pick part of that. That's the only thing.
I've told you
because
15 times.
It's just.
Would you trade Titus Howard for Trent Williams right now? The fact that you got to think about it tells me you're shaping your mouth to lie because you know dang good well you know damn good and well, Tricky, that you trade Titus Howard right now for Trent Williams.
The reason I'm hemming and hawing is because then what the hell do we do at left guard?
It don't matter.
What do you mean it doesn't matter? That's a spot in the offensive line that Howard is taking right now.
And I agree. I agree that left guard is – but we're talking about totally – now.
I would not trade Titus Howard for Trent Williams. I think I can get Trent Williams without having to give up.
Chalk that one up for one of our segments, B-Mac. He done lost his – my boy Tricky done lost his damn mind. Them damn Twin Peaks wings, where they put in them things? Tricky done got a hold of something.
By the way, lemon pepper with almost a Cajun rub on it. Amazing. There's like an Asian glaze on one of those too.
Sure.
Really, really good. Shout out to Twin Peaks.
I can't co-sign that one for you, my man. That's my point is if it's
Trent Williams is 31, Clint.
I don't give a damn. You know, Deshaun Watson got 2 years left on his deal. I don't care if you think a dude's got 2 years left in the tank, go get his ass. You're talking about here's the difference. Right now, the Texans' game plan from a passing game standpoint has to start with either a running back, right? At least you got some experience back here now, Lamar Miller and Duke Johnson, or a tight end, okay? Whether that's Jordan Thomas or Aiken or Fells or any of those guys, whoever it is, they have to line up on the left side of the field, to the left of the quarterback or to the left of the tackle right now against a good defensive end. They've got to at least threaten the possibility of chipping that end. You do not want to leave Matt Khalil on an island right now. Based on what I've seen, you do not want to leave him on an island right now for four quarters. You bring Trent Williams in there, playbook's wide open. You lock him up. I don't give a damn who they put over there. It's one-on-one. Now you can chip the right side if you need to, right? You can chip that right tackle and help the right tackle if you need to. You can slide your protection away from Trent Williams now to help your guards and everybody else. Slide away from Trent Williams and let Trent Williams just take that DN by himself. And you have no concern. Your game plan right now, your play caller is handcuffed. And if it's their fault, that's fine. I know everybody out there listening is going, oh, here we go again. Now we're siding. I'm not siding with the coaching, with the coaches, the play caller. What I'm telling you is, given the situation, and I understand that these guys handpick the players, The offensive line is in the shape that it's in because Bill O'Brien has created that monster to this point. He's responsible for it. He'd be the first one to tell you that, okay? There's no doubt about it. They're responsible for the shape of the offensive line. But when you have a left tackle that's not a lockdown left tackle, a guy that you have confidence in, you are handcuffed as a play caller, period, point blank. Trent Williams changes the entire offensive approach. And if he's 32, he changes it for the next 2 years.
We are Clinton Kamla. We're in the Twin Peaks studios on Houston Sports Leader, Sports Radio 610. It seems to me, Clint, that, correct me if I'm wrong, every piece is in place on this team, assuming Jadeveon Clowney reports, except left tackle. You got a really good kicker. You got two punters. You're going to figure that out. I'm not really worried about the return game. I think they got adequate guys that are going to do pretty well. Wide receivers, check. Tight ends, check. Running backs, check. You know, left guard, center, right guard, right tackle. I feel okay about what's going on there. You go on the defensive side. You've got your four DBs set, locked and loaded. You got your four LBs locked and loaded. You got your three-man front locked and loaded, right?
Yeah.
The only spot on this team that's blinking like a marquee light, like all the lights are on a New York City marquee, is left tackle. And so if you can, again, if they trade a first-round pick for Trent Williams, I will not throw stuff around the Twin Peaks studios and act a fool. I will say, okay, they might have overspent, but I'm going with the flow of it because they got a rock star in Trent Williams. I just prefer not to give that up, to give up a second and a four.
You're not in
to
a position, no trick.
And a three. And
you're not in a position to pick and choose, man.
And that brings me to a point that I wanted to make to you, Clint. I'm glad you went there. With each passing game in practice in which Matt Khalil struggles, do the Texans not lose trade leverage for Trent Williams with the Redskins paying attention to what's maybe going on here in Houston?
No, I don't think, I think all that stuff works itself out. I know the Texans are not in a position to go, well, we don't quite want to give that for him. Right now, it's all relative, and you got to be reasonable. I'm not saying that you go out there and do something just off the radar, never heard of, the stupidest trade whatsoever. But the Texans are not in a position right now to go, well, we're going to slow play this thing. They're in a position to be super aggressive, and then you cross your fingers and hope it works. You cross your fingers and hope a guy stays healthy. That's you can't if we're going to hinge everything off. Well, he stayed injured, or well, I mean, how many guys just Theo Riddick just signed to help somebody? He got injured in the first clock he got. I mean, there's guys are going to get injured. It happens. Guys are injury prone. It happens. Sometimes you got to roll the damn dice. And if we're just at any old NFL team out there, and you're sitting there going, well, I don't know if I really want to make that move. That's fine. You want to have that conversation about I'm just any old GM and I'm just putting a team together? Then, okay, well, do I really want to sign an older guy that's injury prone? No, I mean, that's not where the Texans are sitting right now. The Texans are sitting in a situation where there's a dire need at left tackle, and you go, who's available, right? Okay, now these three guys are available. Do we want to nitpick them apart? No, you can't. You can't afford to, right? So you have to, at some point, take a little bit of a risk, maybe reach a little bit to take advantage of Deshaun Watson with 2 years left on a rookie contract and all the talent that's around him, and roll the dice and see what happens.
Let's talk about these Astros for a minute, man. Saturday, 23 runs. And we talk about the history. It reminds me of the Golden State Warriors. Every single Clay hits 11 threes. Steph hits 13 threes. It's just always some history with these guys. Jordan Alvarez, three homers, career-high 7 RBIs on Saturday. Clint, remember the history he made with Pujols?
I got it right here for you.
Most RBIs in the first 30 games. Hit them with this new history.
It. Alvarez, most RBIs in the first 30 games, which is a record. He had 35 RBIs in his first 30 games. That beat Albert Pujols, who had 34 RBIs in his first 30 games. You hear that and you go, that's a pretty damn good stat. You go, wow, Pujols, that's a big name. That old boy's playing some pretty good baseball over his career. Guess what? Most RBIs in your first 45 games, Alvarez, 51, shattering Ted Williams.
You
heard me. The great Ted Williams record of 47 RBIs in his first 45 games. How about that?
Unreal.
Alvarez, 51 RBIs in his first 45 games, breaks Ted Williams' record of 47 RBIs in his first 45 games. The only thing left for this dude, man, is in a short period of time, when was he traded, July? Was it early July?
He's been up. I'm going to say mid-June, somewhere in June.
The only question left is this dude the rookie of the year?
And that is a legitimate question. If he keeps on this pace, I think he's going to put that to bed. About mid-season, it was Brandon Lowe of Tampa Bay, but he's been hurt. Michael Chavis of the Boston Red Sox, but he's kind of dipped down a little bit. To me, it's Alvarez. The history that he's making is absolutely incredible. Do you know he's hitting 355?
Did not know that.
Not 317 or 298, 355. It's unbelievable. Let's talk about Correa real quick, man, because, I mean, Yordan Alvarez is just, it's freaking ridiculous. I mean, does this team have another superstar? Well, one of their certifiable superstars, Carlos Correa, loaded up on a pitch on Saturday and sent it to a spot where a lot of ball players say they've never seen a ball hit at Camden Yards in Baltimore. A 474-foot bomb that he admired a little bit, and I was not mad at him.
You can't take a breath. I mean, you cannot take a breath with this lineup, clearly. And what they did in the top of the ninth last night is a perfect example. Unfortunately, the concern of mine and Osuna and what's gone on, like consistently struggling over the last month, is a true concern. I mean, I say that because I believe it is a true concern, but it's one of very few concerns with this team. So I think it's a major concern. It's the top concern of the Houston Astros is Osuna, right? I mean, but the fact of the matter is this team, this lineup puts this team in a position to damn near win every single game, even when their Hall of Fame starting rotation struggles.
Osuna's struggles right now are like a freckle on a supermodel, right? It's the only thing to kind of sort of him and haw and complain about.
I like freckles, Chief.
Will Harris. And you've got some. Don't take any offense to that.
Yeah, appreciate that.
Don't take any offense to that.
Easy on the freckle comment.
What are you talking about, man? You're talking about a freckle on a supermodel. Yeah, I see what you're doing right there. I see what you're doing.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.